Albert Einstein remains the world's favourite genius, propelled to fame by popular adulation of his revolutionary scientific theories about space and time. Today, a century after the confirmation of his theory of general relativity in November 1919, Einstein remains a cult figure. He has appeared on the cover of Time magazine no fewer than 6 times and was lionized as its person of the century in 1999. His equation, E equals mc squared, has become the best-known scientific formula of all time and has regularly, along with Einstein's trademark hairstyle, found its way onto T-shirts and billboards. Photographers loved Einstein. One of the best-known photos of him is Arthur Sass's shot of Einstein sticking out his tongue. This iconic photograph was taken right at the end of his birthday party in 1951 at Princeton, as a weary Einstein entered his chauffeured automobile to be driven home. Sass, who had been covering the event, ran up to the open door and asked Einstein for one final shot. Einstein turned toward him and stuck out his tongue, just as Sass's flashbulb went off. Einstein liked the resulting photo so much that he used it for greeting cards he sent to his friends. Einstein's ideas have changed the way we think and live. Without realizing it, we depend on his theory of relativity when using a global positioning system, GPS. The light and warmth of the sun are the direct result of the conversion of mass to energy, the process Einstein first recognized in 1905 and expressed in his equation E equals mc squared. The same principle lies behind nuclear power generators and atomic bombs. Einstein triggered America's race to build the atomic bomb in 1939 with a letter to President Franklin D. Roosevelt, warning him that Nazi Germany would get there first unless the United States committed itself to developing the necessary technology. A copy of this typewritten letter was sold at Christie's in New York for $2.1 million in 2008. The immense esteem in which Einstein was held by the academic and popular science community meant that when he talked about larger questions, people were prepared to listen. When his theory of general relativity was triumphantly confirmed in November 1919, he became a media sensation. His 1921 tour of America was front-page news. Yet Einstein did not simply speak about science. He opened up grander issues of human value and meaning, what the philosopher Karl Popper later called ultimate questions. People listened to Einstein with attentiveness and respect. He became a celebrity genius, an intellect of colossal status, who managed to achieve iconic cultural status without dumbing down what he said. Einstein doesn't fit the stuffy stereotype of a scientific genius. On a visit to California, he struck up a surprising friendship with the movie star Charlie Chaplin. Chaplin invited Einstein to attend the premiere of his 1931 movie City Lights. The huge crowd went wild as Einstein and Chaplin arrived together. According to a popular legend, Chaplin told Einstein, "They're cheering you because nobody understands you, and me because everybody understands me."